Wednesday, June 7th. Liturgy of the Hours, mid-afternoon prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In a mid-afternoon hymn. Firmly I believe, and truly God is three, and God is one, and I next acknowledge duly manhood taken by the Son. And I trust and hope most fully in that manhood crucified, and I love supremely, solely, Christ who for my sins has died. And I hold in veneration for the love of him alone, Holy Church as his creation, and her teachings as his own. Praise and thanks be ever given with and through the angel host, to the God of earth and heaven, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. The Lord has done great things for us, he is the source of all our joy. Psalm 126. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us, indeed we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of sowing, carrying their sheaves. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the first antiphon, the Lord has done great things for us. He is the source of all our joy. And the second antiphon, may the Lord build our house and watch over our city. Psalm 127. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your early arising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing, the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, may the Lord build our house and watch over our city. And the third antiphon, blessed are those who fear the Lord. Psalm 128. O blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat, you will be happy and prosper. Your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house. Your children like shoots of the olive around your table. Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, blessed are those who fear the Lord. And now, our reading for this mid-afternoon Wednesday is from James chapter 4, verse 7 through 8 and 10. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will take flight. Draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. Be humbled in the sight of the Lord, and he will raise you on high. In a responsory, God looks tenderly on those who revere him, on those who trust in his mercy. In our concluding prayer, let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, to save all mankind, you stretched out your arms on the cross. Let our work be pleasing to you. May it proclaim your salvation to the world. For you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.